Warren News. I'm John Scott. Americans' view of the economy declined modestly in August as anxiety over a weakening job market grew for the eighth straight month. The Conference Board said its Consumer Confidence Index ticked down to 97.4 in August, down from July's 98.7, but in the same narrow range of the past 3 months. The Trump administration threatens funding for some states over enforcing English rules for truckers.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says California, Washington, and New Mexico could lose federal funding if they continue failing to enforce English language requirements for truckers.
We need to make sure that those who are driving big rigs, semis, can understand the road signs.
An investigation launched after a deadly Florida crash this month involving a truck driver from India who made an illegal U-turn found what Duffy called significant failures in the way all three states were enforcing the rules that took effect in June after one of President Trump's executive orders. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge dismissing the Trump administration's lawsuit against 15 federal judges in Maryland over an order by the chief judge that stopped the immediate deportation of migrants challenging their removals. U.S. District Judge Thomas Cullen on Tuesday granted a request by the judges to toss the case. A powerful dust storm rolling through Phoenix.
The Monday afternoon storm, known as a Haboob, darkened the sky, blinded drivers, knocked out power, and grounded flights. One woman who was driving in Phoenix City at the time had to pull over, saying she couldn't see her hand in front of her face. She says she could taste the dust and feel the wind rattling her car.
That's correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. This is SRN News. A warning about digital devices in the classroom.
It comes from the Parents Television and Media Council, and it takes aim at efforts by education leaders to increase the use of laptops, tablets, and AI by students. PTMC spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, "These tools have led to increased distraction, declining core skills, and rampant exposure to harmful content, even on school-issued devices." Common Sense Media reports that over 40% of teens who viewed pornography at school saw it on a school computer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The manager of a leisure park in southern France being investigated for alleged religious discrimination after a group of Israeli children were refused access. The kids, age 8 to 16, had made a reservation to use the zipline facility in the Pyrenees Mountains. Prosecutors say the manager initially said he was refusing the group access on the grounds of personal beliefs before offering other justifications. This is SRN News. Commuters and students in Philadelphia say they're waking up earlier and scrambling to avoid being late as they navigate service reductions by the region's public transit agency, the cuts that took effect this week as the school year just gets underway in Philadelphia. Cracker Barrel sticking with its new logo.
But the chain is also apologizing to fans who were angered when the change was announced last week. Cracker Barrel said Monday that it could have done a better job sharing the company's reasons for the new logo. It also emphasized that many things won't change, like the rocking chairs on its front porches. Cracker Barrel took heat on social media last week when it announced a simplified logo featuring only the chain's name. Gone was the picture of an older man in overalls leaning against a barrel. The words Old Country Store were also removed. Keith Peters, Washington.
Week one of college football, number 1 Texas and number 3 Ohio State. More details at srnnews.com.